Hello everybody, hello, hello to the weekly inspiration class where we are in the, from the Torah point of view, we are in Emor. From the energy point of view, the energy is divided to three subjects tonight. The story is talking about the Kohanim. If you translate the word Kohen, you're going to get the high priest. But priest is not a good word because people start thinking about church and priest. Kohanim were representing the work that Moses heard from God to be telling them. That was the Kohanim. It was a group of people. Aaron, Moses' brother, was the first Kohen. Second subject, they talk about holidays, the concept of holidays. Again, it's your mission, your job tonight to capture the spiritual essence of everything I'm going to say, because if you don't capture it, it might sound like a religion. So when I said, for example, Jewish holiday, it sounds Jewish and it sounds religious. But my mission is to teach it in a way that it will be clear to everybody. We talk about spirituality. Your mission is to listen and find out where it is spirituality. So it's the teacher responsibility and the student responsibility. And the last but not least, the subject of the son of the Egyptian man that was raping the Israelite woman when they were slave, and she gave birth to a boy who were cursing the name of God. That's basically the three subject of this week portion. To make it a little bit stretch it and make it a little bit longer, when we talk, if we say Kohanim is not a priest, then what is it? That's what we need to clear out. And remember, like I promise, every weekly inspiration, we're going to make sure to increase the love toward yourself. Okay? I think I promised it on Facebook, I'm not mistaken. So it will be my mission once I finish the stretching of the beginning, is to make sure that you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, your result will not be as good as you expected them to be. All right. So let's start. Kohen, Levi in Israel. The Israelite, as they left Egypt from slavery, divided to three type of people. Kohanim were the priest. They represent something called right column. Leviim were the one who served the Kohanim, who served the priest. They represent what we call left column. Then in the middle, what we call is center, Tiferet, or if you want, Rachamim, mercy. This is the rest of the Israelite. Why do we need to read about it? Why do we need to hear about it? I mean, we're not historical channel that love to talk about the past. Those of you who know me, I'm more into discovery than history. But it's good to know something about history so you can learn from your mistake. But what's the point here? We need to learn the point and how is that relate to your life. Because otherwise, it's a waste of time talking about it. Kohen, when you think about Kohen, it's written in this book, in the book we're reading this week, Emor, that Kohen cannot do whatever other people are doing among the tribe of the Israelite. Why? Because he represents the right column energy. What is a right column energy? The right column energy is about kindness, giving, charity. So, it all sounds great. Why do you have to create the left column? The left column is called Gevura. Gevura means power, judgment, limitation. In life, you need to learn to have both. Sometimes you are too much into the fantasy world and goodness and let's save the universe. Wonderful. But what are you going to have for dinner? You got to find the balance between the two. So the Levi in you is basically the balance. So when we talk about the time of the temple, the Kohanim, the priest, used to be the one who's doing all the spiritual job. And the Levi were doing all the physical job in the temple to serve the Kohanim. Nobody is more or less. It's just a mission. It's almost like you have a right arm and left arm. Both are important. Nobody want to lose the other arm. We need both of them. Okay? So The Israelite will be exactly in the middle. The left column is a very important column, the Levite, very important column. And those of you who read the story about the Levite, they were shaving the entire body. Why would they shave the entire body? Because wherever there is a hair growth, your head or other area of your body, that area is almost like an antenna to bring the energy into your body. So why they have to shave it? Because they try to work on themselves to put nothing that they receive. Because they were left column. Left column is only receiving. And if you receive it the wrong reason, in the wrong way, it can kill you. Very dangerous. They were in charge of the music. Music coming from left column. It's an awakening. Laughter comes from the left column. Everything which has a limitation comes from the left column. Laughter is the beginning and end. Music. You can't just listen or do music all day long if you're not a musician. In fact, all the music that we hear today come from the Levi from the time of the temple. There's no new music. Everything was invented then. Then come the rest of the Israelite. They're in the middle. They're center column. They're the balance. What does that teach you? What does that teach me? You have to check yourself. What type of persona you have? Who are you? Who are you as a person? Are you all kindness and giving, but you are a loose cannon, meaning you're just shooting everywhere your kindness and giving, but there is no organization to where it's going. You cannot even run your own life. You cannot even run things that went out of boundary. People reach out to you, don't know why. You reach to people, you don't know why. You are unorganized. That's the left column. So you need the left column, the Levi's energy, and you need the Kohen energy, which is both. You need to be a sharing person, but you also have to remember to eat. You also have to remember to keep money for yourself. You cannot give all your money and then be miserable in the street. You gotta mix it up. Now, center column, it's called Tiferet, beauty. When you reach the balance between right and left, then you're capable to become what we call Israel. Israel. What is Israel? Israel is not, as many people think, it was not Jewish in those days. It was the Israelite. The Israelite were who? Israelite is a name that came from Jacob. Because Jacob's name changed to Israel. Before Israel was Jacob. Before Jacob was Isaac. And Jacob and his children went down to Egypt after Joseph was there. And then the Israelite were multiplied to become a nation. And as they came out of Egypt as a nation, they called them Bnei Israel. Bnei mean the children of Israel, which means they don't know who this nation is, but they know those are the people that came from a man by the name of Israel, that his name used to be Jacob. What do you think call the center column energy? Israel. We need to understand how to get there. What is that we need to do to get there? Because if you don't get to your center column, if you don't get to that balance, then you end up either being too kind, like a loose cannon, you have no idea what's going on around you, or you become too much left column, just me, and myself, and I have to take care of me, and I have to survive, and I don't have enough money, enough food, and am I losing weight, am I gaining weight, I'm not beautiful, I am beautiful. Left column has both sides. The ego works on both sides. But you need it. Why you need it? Because if you're too much of the right column, then the left column is needed. And that's how you get what we call Tiferet center column, or Rachamim, or what we call Israel. Before we answer that, the question is, why only the Kohanim? Why only the priest will be the one who's been restricted to have a relationship with perfect people? And the answer is simple. The Kohen is a channel. It's supposed to be the channel of the divine. The channel of God, if you wish. The channel, according to Kabbalah, of the Ein Sof, of the endless. The Kohen is the one who brings the light from above to below. This is mission. If the Kohen, for a second, will have a left column or center column in him, he will be blemished. It's not good anymore. So that pipe, that energy, that that tool that bring the energy from above to below is no longer valid. It cannot bring the energy to the people. The Kohen Bishul was to bring the Ein Sof, the light of the endless, through him to the universe. Which means, if it will be Kohen nowadays, today, I mean, there is people, the last name is Kohen. I mean, the last Kohanim from the temple, where they ran away to a place called Jerba. It's in Tunisia. All of them ran away to Tunisia. That's the last Kohanim. That's it. That's it. We don't know where are they now, but normally we respect people who come from Tunisia. Okay, when you say they're born in Tunisia, everybody look at you, if they come, they say, wow, I wonder if you come from Jerba. My father born in Tunisia, in a coincidence way, he's not a Kohen. And usually people ask me, oh, you're Tunisian, is your father a Kohen? I say, no, I'm not a Kohen. Because that's the last city of Kohanim, of all the people who serve in the temple, ran away, and the city still exists, by the way. And there's still Jewish Kohanim who live in that city. It's open to the public. People go there from all over the world to visit that marketplace. It's a very famous place, Jerba. You can look it up. The idea is the Kohen has to be a channel of the right column. I'm not talking about Kohanim today. For example, now we have the virus. I mean, it's diminished, Baruch Hashem, thank God. If the Kohen will go to the street right now, a real Kohen, and he will look the entire world, the disease will go away. Can you imagine? That's a Kohen. Kohen is not somebody who called last name is Kohen. That's good. Nice. Oh, his father was a Kohen. I'm talking about Kohen who used to serve in the temple. Somebody used to serve in the temple 2,000 years ago. Those people close their eyes and they take the endless light through them to the whole universe. I'm not talking about just about Jewish and non-Jewish, everybody. It was the Jewish temple. But their mission was to bless everybody doing Sukkot, any nation of the world. They will bless 70 nations of the world. It doesn't matter who you are. And everybody will wait for them to make sure that they bless. And in those days, people used to come 3 times a year, Jewish or not Jewish, to Jerusalem. They used to go up to Jerusalem to go to the Kohen and say, listen, I did a sin, I did a crime. Please take this animal, elevate it, slaughter for me, and do whatever you need to do, so my sin will go away. And then the Kohen will take care of business. That's the Kohen job. Trying to imagine if we have one like this in our generation, everything would go away. So with the generation of the temple being destroyed, come the time of the Tanaim. Tanaim is rabbi, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like all the people who lived 2,000 years ago and study. And then after the Amoraim, the people who wrote the Talmud. And then Samoraim, more people. Then the Gaonim, like Rav Saadia Gaon. And then slowly, teachers and rabbis. Teacher and rabbis, every rabbi becomes specific. Some rabbi being motivated. The last rabbi that used to do miracle, you know, like in tremendous way, was Rabbi Yaakov Abuchsera. He was famous. I mean, every rabbi said, I do miracle. But the famous one was Rabbi Yaakov Abuchsera. Abu means the father of Hasera, the carpet. Rabbi Yaakov is buried in Egypt. He is the one who flies over the carpet. If you know the story of Aladdin, that came about him. The story is about him. Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hasera. So he used to fly, he used to cure people, he used to remove any disease. If anything go wrong, right away you go there, boom, it's gone. He buried in Egypt. And of course, he is the grandfather of the famous Baba Sali. Those of you who know who the Baba Sali is. So, just want you to know what a Kohen is. It's important for me because people misunderstanding it because they think a Kohen is everybody whose name is a Kohen. No, it's not. You got to perform. And nobody's performed. There is no temple in Jerusalem. Nothing going on. So until the Kohanim will not go back to Jerusalem to do their job, our universe will be in chaos. So it's nothing to do with politics, the Muslim controlling it, the Christian, the Jewish. No, it's a mission. It's a mission. It's a time that needs to pass by until we will be married to have a Kohen in the temple and cure all of us from the problem. Till then, we got to listen to teachers like me or other teachers, better, worse, whatever, and to teach us and guide us into a better life. And after that, it was birth of a lot of guru and a lot of psychic and all of this, but nothing is like the level of the Kohen. I want you to know what you're dealing with. So that's the right column energy. The left column energy, the Levite, the one who invented the jeans, Levi's, right? So that's more the left column energy. Levi's, Levi Strauss, Levi. So they are more the left column energy. Their job is not to receive. Their job is to create limitation of receiving. We need that too. Because if you focus on the forest and you want to see one flower, those of you who take picture, you need to focus on one thing. How do you focus? You put a frame to it. Kohen, there is no frame. Then into it come the result, which is Israel, which is Tiferet, which is what we need to get to. Okay? So far, so good. All right. So that's what the first chapter of the Torah is talking about. And that chapter represents everything about this week reading, everything about this week energy, and how to get this three column system into your life. So, before I continue, as I promised on Facebook, as I promise you here as well, we're gonna talk about love in every lecture. And please, if I forget something to talk about it, remind me. I have some chutzpah to remind me. So I'm reminding myself to talk about it. One of the things that I realize, for all of us, include myself, that people don't invest enough time doing is loving themselves. People look at it like, I love myself when I do better. I love myself when I have more money. I love myself when I accomplish the mission. Now, remember, love is a flame that burning within your soul. And if you don't let that flame burn well, you will not be able to accomplish what you meant to accomplish. So if a person hating themselves because they gain weight, because they don't accomplish the goal, they don't raise enough money, I don't know, they didn't write the book, they say they will, what kind of thing, you know, a lot of negative thoughts going to their head. Their vibration, talk about the Kohen, right? The vibration no longer can attract the right people into their life. So instead of be busy so much to love the world, which is important to love the world, and saving the world from the ice melting and all this and that, there is a bigger problem than that. And something I realized with the help of my kids, God bless them and give them a long life and health, that people are not focusing on that. It's not a goal for human life. I'm not talking about self-love from an ego point of view, because ego means that you don't love yourself. And for that reason, you need to love yourself. So let's say if you don't love yourself, you're going to have ego. Why you have ego? Because that's the cover-up for the part that you don't love about yourself, and then you're going to love yourself. So everything about the existence of the individual is to start the day by saying to yourself, I'm the best thing ever happened. Now, if you cannot say it, it's not because you're humble. It's because you have ego. If you're not capable to look into your eyes, not just to your eyes, I'll tell you more, into your pupil. Those of you who study more deep Kabbalah, the pupil in your eyes, the black part, this is actually the malchut. This is the malchut, the foundation of your fourth phase of your soul. Don't go there. I'm not going to explain it right now. And you look into your pupil, and you cannot say to yourself in the mirror, I love you, to that pupil. I'm telling you, don't even try to change. You can't, because you're busy giving tasks to yourself that you want to achieve. So somebody go and crush you at work, at relationship, at I don't know what happened in your life, but things will go wrong, because part of this life for things to go wrong. That's the Murphy Law. Things need to go wrong. If those things that go wrong break you, then your core was weak. It's nothing to do with life. It's something is wrong with the core. Something is wrong with me not building myself to be ready for what we call Tiferet, which is center column. So when people come to me to study business and they want to raise the number with money, I usually sit with them and I say to them, what's your doable number and what's your imaginable number? If they say, let's say they make $50,000 a year and say, my doable number is 50 and I want to make 70 and doable, and the imaginable, I want to make 3.5 million. And I look at them and say, it's nice, but it's impossible. Why am I so negative? Because they don't think of themselves they can make 3.5. They want me to think it for them. The brain and the subconscious mind cannot even jump that far. What first thing you're going to fix is love yourself. Accept yourself. When you please people, why are you pleasing people? Where are you coming from? Being nice guy or nice girl? Or you love yourself so much and you want to share? It's all where you come from. What's your vibration look like? Is the first thing. And I know most of you will listen to me and then forget about it. I'm telling you right now, is the highest voltage of your soul. Without it, nothing will work. Nothing. And if it work, you turn it into task. If it work, you turn it into something to do. But you didn't really change your being. Kohen Levi Israel, when we talk about that kli, kli meaning the vessels. The vessels is Kaf Lamed Yud. Kohen Levi Israel. The Kohen, the Levi, and the Israel. If you take the three letters together, become vessel. That's how you receive the light. But you can receive the light if you don't think highly of yourself. And it's with everything, with the words, which is the word of action. Okay? The word is Ruach, the action, and the thought. Those are the three levels that you must work on yourself to think highly of yourself before you start something. Instead of saying to yourself, the loser made it, say to yourself, the champ or the best person made it about yourself. If you didn't do too well, you can say the champ didn't do well today. The title stay good. The act is not good. Is that clear to everybody? I want to make sure it's clear. Tonight, coincidentally, is the death anniversary of one of my favorite tzaddikim. His name is Rabbi Naftali Merovshitz. And without my friend Michael, I don't know if he listened to me, he told me this today, he reminded me that my favorite tzaddik is tonight, Rabbi Naftali Merovshitz. I call him the Rovshitz. He is one of the greatest Kabbalists who live, for me, like, tremendous, beyond. And he say, he relate to what I just shared with you, and that's what he say. He say like that. So when you want to receive respect, you have to be humble. Because before you get to good thing, there is a lot of prevention. War, problem, persecutor. He said, when you look at Jacob, Jacob's name was Jacob. Who gave him the name Israel? Who is the first who gave him the name Israel? We know God gave him the name too, but it was the angel that he was wrestling with. What kind of gift that angel gave him? He just changed his name. That's it. Your name will not be longer be Jacob, and I'm going to call you Israel, meaning the center column, meaning the balance. What does Israel stand for? Tell us, Rabbi Naftali of Rofshitz. If you take the word Israel and you rewrite it in a different order, Li Rosh. Li to me, I am to myself ahead. Meaning what? Meaning, what does Yaakov mean in Hebrew? Ekev, the heel, the ankle. So the angel said to Jacob, hey, listen, there is two ways to worship, two ways to be spiritual. One, by crushing yourself about all the negative thing you do, that's called ekev, that's called heel, that's called ankle. Meaning put yourself always in the bottom and try to be humble and try to be humble, try to be humble. It's going to get you somewhere. But there is a different level. It's called Li Rosh, or Israel in different letter. For me, it's my head. Meaning that you elevate yourself to understand that God created you for a reason. You elevate yourself to make sure you get it, that I'm here for a reason. I'm the best creation of the Creator. I never met a person who achieved true fulfillment and success when they're just crushing themselves. Yes, I meet them. They become billionaire, but they're empty from inside. You know why they're empty from inside? Because they never build the inner core. If you don't build the right column, Kohanim, Levi, left column, the balance, and then the result is Israel, you're never going to become Li Rosh. You're never going to become the head. And if you enjoy thinking about yourself that you're nobody, enjoy it. It's just ego, more ego. There's nothing going on there. So because I promised to talk about it today, and I think I have 3 more minutes to talk about it. I promise not to talk longer than 10 because I enjoy this subject a lot. Each one of you guys, you got to take it very seriously. What do you think of yourself right now? What kind of negative, weird words going into your head? Is it your father's words, what he didn't tell you, what he tell you? Is it your mother? Is it your brother, your sister? Is it your boss who spoke not nice to you and you're very upset? But why are you upset? Why are you upset? I remember I did a retreat in Canada. When I was in Canada, I went to Toronto and I went to another city called Oshawa or something. It's not far from Toronto. And I did many retreats there. And it was a group of people who were suffering from an issue with their self-image. They did well business-wise, they did well with their body, but the self-image of who they are, it was a disaster. So I asked them, why? And they say, the way they grew up, the father, the mother, the, you know, they're all 9 years. So I say, I have an idea for you. We rent a movie in those days, also if you remember, Blockbuster used to be VHS, right? You push the thing inside. And I said, in this movie, the main actor will scream at you, yell at you. Sit. And we did only the 5 minutes part of the movie. And I turn it off. And I say, how do you feel about that person screaming at you? Then nothing. So why? So because that person just movie. I say your life is a movie too. How you relate to that movie, how you relate to yourself, that's what's gonna be the answer. Whatever your boss didn't like you, those of you who know about my life, those of you who know me for many years, I went through a lot in my life, right? My wife, myself, my family. We went to hammer after another hammer, another crash, another mistake, for which I thank God. But is that going to change me? Is that going to change who I think of myself? I'm always will be the best thing that God created. Otherwise, I'm not believing in the Creator. I'm the best form of creation. What does that make you? Also the best form of creation. There's no argument about it. But I do a lot of mistakes. It doesn't change who I am. When a diamond falls into the mud, the value of that diamond stay forever, my friend. The diamond will never lose the value. So how dare you crushing yourself within yourself? How dare you talking bad about yourself? Never, never again. And as I tell people, when people tell me, I have a need, Leo, I have a need to say to myself what's wrong with me. I say, okay, put it between 11 to 11:15. That between 11 to 11:15, crush yourself. You're not allowed after 11:15 to say one bad word about yourself. Can you live a life like that? Of course. Let other people tell you what's wrong with you. If you need to defend yourself from what they're telling you, that's when it bothers you. If it bothers you, your inner core has not been built well. I just hope this message is clear, because I'm going to do the best I can, my friend. Actually, I'm going to do more than the best I can, because I always do the best, right? I'm going to talk nice about myself here, right? Am I always do the best, guys? Of course. I'm doing the best. I'm the best. And because I'm the best, I'm going to make sure you're going to become the best. And if some of you feel that that's ego to say it, it will take you some time to change it. If some of you say, wow, can I say I'm the best about me? Then you're ready. You cannot speak internally about yourself wrong. You want to be humble in the eyes of people, so people will not judge you, okay. But internally, not ever speak not nice about yourself. Never. If you gain weight and you're ashamed of your body, okay, no problem. You can say the most beautiful girl or the most beautiful guy, just get some weight, it's okay. But it's still, the core is good. But if you try to lose weight while you hate yourself, I'm sorry. Because that weight starts to cover the shame. It's helping you to cover more and more the shame, or whatever it is that you're suffering from. I just hope you heard me. It's not the food that makes you fat. It's not the lack of money who make you poor. It's not the lack of relationship who make your life in disaster. It's the lack of self-love that destroy you totally. Even I promise only 10 minutes, I want to continue with that point with your permission. Debbie, is it okay? Yeah. Is people react in a negative way there, or is it okay? You okay? And I'm going to read from Rav Ashlag about love. And I'm going to make it, I twist it a little bit so the love will be clear. Rav Ashlag mentioned four types of love toward yourself. One type of love, my friend, is when you love yourself, but it's with condition. Meaning you love yourself, you say, when I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to love myself. When I'm going to make money, I'm going to love myself. When I'm going to do this, this love, my friend, is not going to be established strong. Second type of love is you give condition, but you achieve all those conditions. You say, when I lose weight, you lost weight. When I'm going to make money, you make money. When I'm going to run in the Olympic, you did. When I'm going to travel to New Zealand, you did. So you achieve all your goals, you achieve all your tasks, you achieve them 100%. Then what happened? Now you love yourself for what? For the result that was achieved. But that's not true love yet. You don't love yourself free for real. The love has to be unconditional love. Fashtei, you understand me? Tiendo? Good. Third level of love, according to Rav Ashlag. When you love yourself unconditional, 100%. But if you're going to find out something about your personal life, you might judge yourself that you're not perfect, and for that reason, your love toward yourself will not be as strong as it should be. That love called unconditional love, but it's not absolute love. It's unconditional, but it's absolute. Why is it not absolute? Because that piece of information didn't come to you yet. Once this piece of information will arrive to you, you will realize that you don't love yourself. So it's not unconditional. The fourth love is unconditional love and absolute love. You know all about your fault. You know all about the good and the bad. Everything is mixed. You know everything. And you still love yourself unconditionally. My friend, I'm sorry I was long on that point. I'm so sorry. I'm apologizing to you, but I'm not. I'm apologizing just for my manners. But I will tell you something with certainty. If you're not going to start taking care of yourself and love yourself unconditionally, even if you achieve the goal, and I'm worried if you achieve the goal you want to achieve, because if you achieve all the goal you want to achieve, you will be a miserable person with all what you achieve. So be careful, my friend. Better you work on the core and then achieve the goals. Can you do it together? Of course. Work on the goal, do whatever you need to do, but in the moment, what does it take? Come on. 3 times a day, 5 minutes. What am I asking you? 5 minutes. 15 minutes a day. 5 minutes in the morning, after you brush your teeth, you look at yourself in the mirror. What does it take? Look at the pupil. Say, I'm beautiful. I'm unbelievable. I love you so much. Talk to yourself. Then hold your sphira da'at. This is called da'at. Da'at is the sphira that connects the upper three spherot to the lower seven. Hold your neck. This is what processing the light, mohin, the keter, chokhmah, bina, down. You hold the neck. You have to, I don't know where to touch exactly. You have to find it for yourself. The vocal cord. And you have to say it loud to yourself so your vocal cord will vibrate. When the vocal cord will vibrate, say it 10 sfirot, keter. I am unbelievable. I am one of a kind. I love you. You know, say those words to yourself and the vibration will go all the way to 7 tachtonot, to the 7 sefirot. You do that, you become Lirosh. When you become Lirosh, you become Israel. When you are Israel, you become Tiferet. When you are Tiferet, you become the balance between Kohen and Levi. You have it all. But if you cannot do that, you have to do it. It's a must. We look at our task as a must, but we don't look at that is a must. Anyway, enough about this. I promise love. I gave a lot. Anyway, so going back to our subject. Ooh. Holidays. How many major holidays you have? 3. Each one of them represent also right, left, and center. Passover represent right column energy, the Kohen. Shavuot represent center column. And Sukkot represent left column. Let's look into it a little bit more. Passover. Passover, if you are Jewish, I'm sure you heard it. If you're Christian or Catholic, you know what Pascha means, or Easter. It's called Pascha in Latin, the old language, which is Passover. Passover is the concept of basically the matzah. We're eating matzah, we're drinking wine. What is a matzah bread? Matzah, it's called the poor man bread. What is a poor man bread? Is a flour and water that didn't rise yet. What is the bread? Something that rises, meaning no ego. So within the right column energy, you have the channeling of the coin, everything is there. Then we have Shavuot. Shavuot is coming there in about 25 days. 25 days from today is Shavuot. Shavuot is the day that basically we receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. Who received the Torah? The Israelite. The Israelite. Why Israelite? Because they felt Li Rosh. They achieved that level, Li Rosh. That their head is above that Yaakov. Remember what I explained in the beginning. Yaakov, Jacob, is the leg, the foot, which is low. Rosh means the head. So the angel helped Jacob to elevate his consciousness from the bottom all the way to the top. Shavuot represent that. Represent Jacob transform to Li Rosh. What do you do in Shavuot? You stay awake all night because in the morning, God put a crown on each person's head. But if you don't feel you deserve it, you know what happened? You don't get it. Feel it. No more guilt. Don't let those guru or priest or rabbi, whatever it is, to give guilt to your soul. No. You were born in the image of the Creator. You are special. You are unique. So if somebody tells you something not nice about yourself and it bothers you, it's not their fault, it's your fault. That means you don't think highly of yourself. Then you have Sukkot. Then you have Sukkot. Sukkot, it's the holiday that we sit outside, we sleep outside, we eat outside, to represent how much certainty we have the Creator. That's a left column, that's a Levi. What are we doing in that time? Everything is in a frame. We study about the frame, how to put ourselves, restrict ourselves, restrain ourselves from doing the wrong thing. Because what is the wrong things built from? From the lack of me having blessing in my life. And for that reason, I'm start looking around to where can I get more and more and more. Because I'm running on low all the time because I don't love myself. What do you think? You have now to your account 2.7 billion. Be with me for a second. Be with me. 2.7 billion. My wife started to watch a show called Succession, it's called. I don't know if you know what Succession is. It's a show about, what is it about? Some rich people, something. It's a tough show from New York about people busy being successful. But the problem is they're busy so much to be successful that their inner core is lousy. It never was built well. So they built the money part, which is a task, but they didn't build the inner part. They don't love themselves. So what happened? I have private jet, I have this, I have lovers, I have drugs, I have everything I want. But there is one thing I don't have. Me! I can't stand myself. But everything around me and everyone around me, all the people tell me how great I am. But the inner self was not built very well. Invest in yourself. Please invest. Talk to yourself nice. 3 times a day. Morning, afternoon, and after sunset. 3 times. Doesn't take a lot. And please remind me. If you feel I'm not saying it enough in my lecture, you go ahead and remind me. I need you to remind me, okay? That's the 3 holidays. The last thing in this week portion is, there is a story about a child that basically cursed the name of God and make a hole in the name of God. How can you do that? To make a hole, of course, it's not something physical. Who is that kid? He said that his mother was Shlomit Ben Divri and his father was Egyptian. I don't know if you remember the story in the Bible, historical. I mean, Moses killed a person. Yeah, he did. He killed who? He killed the Egyptian that were abusing all the Israelite slaves, all the Hebrew slaves. That Egyptian was raping a wife while he sent her husband to work in the field. Similar story to Jesus, those of you who know the story of Jesus, exact same story. The Roman at that time sent Joseph, his father of Jesus, away so he can rape his mom. I'm sorry for all of you Catholic who are angry with me, but it's time for you to go on Google. The story is there. It's from the Talmud. And that's how Jesus was born. He born from a mother that was raped. For that reason, he had a problem with the tribe. After the temple was destroyed, they didn't know what to do with him. Because is he a bastard? He's not a bastard. What to do with him? So, those of you who want to get out of the politic of religion, just read more about it. It's not, nothing is bad or good. Just there is fact. Just read more. Because it will start to make sense to you what's really going on out there. And there is a great book about it. Celestine Prophecy. I think it's a great book. I'm not trying to upset anybody's religion. I'm just saying it's good to read. It's good to read. It's good to go out there and read. Study. Study is great. You know? Anyway. So that kid was a son of an Egyptian man who was an evil man. Moses killed him. Now they came to Moses. What to do with that kid? According to the law of that Jewish law in the old days, 3,500 years ago, you're supposed to stone that kid if he did that. There's a problem. Moses knew the law, but can you imagine Moses was the guy who killed his father? Ah, tough call, very tough call. Similar to the case with King David and Bathsheba. King David was in love with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was married to another man. But she was his soulmate. What to do? Should I send her husband to the war and let him die there, and then I'm free of guilt? Or should I kill him myself? Because we know that her husband of Bathsheba was speaking really bad about the king, and according to the Jewish law, 2,800 years ago, you're allowed to kill that person. But King David didn't do it. That was his crime, for not killing that guy. So when you are the judge, there is sometimes a lot of time God sending you an opportunity to deal with. That was Moses' test. What Moses did? He went to God with that. He said, God, I know the law. But am I saying it to the people? And let's learn something about that. And the end story, of course, they stoned him. We don't know if they really stoned him or something happened to him. The reason I say we don't know, because the Talmud write that even there is four type of death. I don't know if you know about the four type of death. Stoning, hanging, sword, and fire. Those are the four type of death in the time of the Bible. The Talmud write that they never did that. It's something, if somebody commit a crime, those four type of death will happen to that individual. But I want to take you into value this story from a different angle. The story is that boy, born under circumstance, of a tough circumstance. Father was raped the mother, Egyptian, evil man, who used to beat up the people and kill them. That's his father. What kind of image the son grow with? A lot of self-doubts. The mother was very confused, what's her identity? So at that moment, each and every one of us went through something in our life. The question, what did you do with what you went through in your life? Did you develop yourself into become better? Or you just say, if that's bad, let's make it worse. If that's bad, let's destroy it for everybody. When we talk about he cursed the name or make a horse in the name, meaning that he went to a place of negativity. Think about yourself right now. How many of you allow the negative thought to stay in your brain longer than 1 minute? Remember, one negative thought bring friend of other negative thought. If you let it in, that negative thought will give birth to more and more and more. As I write in my book, and I hope, hopefully you are master my book by now, The Laughing Billionaire. When you read my book, my purpose there is that you find the true happiness. You find your true self. That's my purpose there in the book, and hopefully it works. But you got to read it. You got to read it again and again and again. You got to master that book. Master that book. And when you read it, something starts happening to you. Your whole life change. I want to tell you good news. Today, it was five school that I wrote a curriculum for children based on this book for very young children, elementary school. And it's a program for kids how to develop their mind to become more laughter, to become more happy. And today they called me that they, thank God they accepted it, and they want to start spreading it to more school in the United States, Bezal Hashem, thank God. And so I'm so glad, I'm so blessed that that happened. Because when I wrote that curriculum, took me about 1 year. I was hoping, I wanting, you know, I think highly of myself, and I hope one day you will as well. Think highly of myself, so I know if God chose me to write, I take the pen, I put it on a paper, and whatever is running there is perfect. And I will tell you a secret. The first speech on that curriculum, I had to do with two baby crying on the floor, another mother changing the diapers in front of me. That's my pitch. And the biggest dog I ever seen in my life looking at me, about to eat me alive, on the left. And there is a child who is taking two pot and two spoon and making noise. And in the meantime, one of the child steal one of my paper in the middle of the pitch, and I'm supposed to do this presentation. So we tried to get out of it. We went out to the balcony, a wind came and the paper started flying. If I wouldn't hear, if I wouldn't have inner core strong and love myself, I will just take all the paper, collect them, and get out of that house. But I love myself. I know who I am. I know I was chosen, like I know how you were chosen by God. Respect yourself. And for that reason, it doesn't matter what happened around me. This is just for now that what happened. But later on, we all going to be together. We're all going to make a difference in the world. This is really what it's all about. But you have to start thinking about yourself. So when we don't go back to that boy have something he had to overcome, like all of us. What type of issue you have? Your father? Your mother? You, what you did for a living when you were younger? What is it you ashamed of? As Oscar Wilde said, those of you who respect him as a writer, Oscar Wilde say, every sinner has a future, and every sage as a past. We are human beings. We're not there to be angels. It's okay. Love yourself first. Love yourself. Love yourself, and you're going to get to places that you never dream you're going to get there. And whatever help I can give you to love yourself, besides, read my book, please. Read my book, and you'll see how you develop your love to yourself. Slowly, slowly. You know, those of you who never did coach by me, make sure. Or by Debbie. Make sure. That's our mission. We took our mission on ourselves to make sure people's life get better, because it's not that complicated like people present it to you. It's easy. It's a decision you have to make and start working on yourself. But respect yourself. So many times when you fall down, many times when you struggle, that opportunity was given to you because you love yourself enough to overcome it. If you don't have enough love toward yourself, that issue you're going through, you're not going to make it. And you're going to go down and down every day. Whatever you student in college, you listen to me now. Whatever you try to lose weight, you're going to lose weight but still be miserable. You're going to do plastic surgery but you still hate the way you look. It's the inner core you have to work on, my friend. And having an Egyptian father was evil, having all those issues created problem. Created problem. I just want to read to you a section from the Zohar about this as well. Then we're going to go into meditation. If you have questions in the meantime, you can start writing your question and I will answer it. The Zohar in Amor in verse 170, talk about Shavuot, said that night everybody is fixing the jewelry for the bride, meaning the bride of God, ומאתרים אותה באתרת המלך, and they preparing her for the king. What does that mean? It says it's like a king who has one child, and he want to make a shidduch, he want to make an arrangement for that child to get married. What the mother of that child did all night? She went to the treasure place and she took all the most expensive stone and everything they have and she gave to the child. The most beautiful thing. Then the mother went to the bride or to the groom and she makes sure there is 70 people fixing the groom on the bride. She brought all the most expensive perfume, everything. The same thing said the Zohar in verse 173. When you come on Shavuot to receive that light of all the blessing that exists, you have to come with some gratitude toward yourself. You cannot appreciate the divine if you don't appreciate yourself. I'm going to take you into meditation now if you don't have any question. I want you please to put your left hand on your belly button. Okay, please. Soon we're going to end your right hand. You put it just below your neck here. Hopefully they can hear me because I will put it here for you guys so you can hear me because it covered the microphone. I want you to focus on your breathing, please. But feel it through your belly buttons. With the left hand, I want you to feel your parents. Whatever you know it or you don't know it, they love you. They love you in their own way. I want you from the belly buttons to connect to the love of your parents. Please do that now. Connect to your love of your parents. And please, if you don't mind and you're not shy, say the name of your parents out loud so your right hand on the vocal cord will hear your parents now. Klimo, Amos, Rachamim, Vefortuna. Please connect to them. They love you. Even if you have issue with them, they love you. I want you to believe in it. They love you. Let the love come in through your belly buttons. That's the last connection you had with your parents physically. That's why it's there. I want you to feel they love you. Please. If there is a teacher that you remember, I want you to say his name or her name and let the vocal cord vibrate when you say his name or her name. And then you say, she or he loved me. Good. Those of you who have spouse, husband, wife, children, friend, partner, lover, whatever it is, say their name loud. If it's a lover, be careful your partner don't hear you, so just say it quietly. And say three times, they love me three times. Now come the fourth one, which is the most important one. And I want you to say your name out loud 11 times. Eliyahu, 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 Eliyahu. And then say in your own mother language, Ani ohev otcha. I love you. 5 times in your own mother language, I love you. Inhale and exhale slowly. Open your beautiful eyes. If you don't have any question, I want to tell you I love you. Make sure that you love yourself, because if you want to achieve goals in life, whatever it is, money goal or love goal, you got to scream it to yourself, and you better shake your body from love. That's the only way to receive. It's written in the books thousands of years ago. I don't think we apply, and you should really pray for my kids, because without them awaken me to speak at such an obvious subject, I wouldn't talk. Without this quarantine, I wouldn't even know that that's even a question that people have. But they make me realize it went through a lot of tears within me, within them. I cry a lot, and it woke me up to speak about this subject. So we're in it together. All right, guys, thank you very much. Have a good evening. Toda rabah. All the best.